I believe that's the most comfortable couch I've ever slept on.
I think I can lose the tie now.
I'm a little offended.
If you want to look like a piece of shit.
That's unkind.
Well, that's the nice thing about audio only, isn't it?
Well, I can see you.
Well, yeah.
Are you saying my opinion doesn't matter?
I'm still wearing a collared shirt and pinstripes. How about that?
Yeah, you're wearing a sweatshirt.
Why did you come over in your PJs?
I am not.
I mean, you've got 2-week-old soup stains on you.
Double pants.
I think you have more patches than actual pants.
I'm wearing a collared sweatshirt.
And I have those now.
They do exist.
And really? Pinstripe
yeah. Yep.
Pajama pants. Is it like a sweatshirt material collared shirt kind of thing?
Yeah.
I recently saw a cardigan / like sport coat in sweatshirt material.
Thank you.
It looked really comfy.
Very bright lights under your TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those things.
Little LEDs.
My HDMI switcher. Because I have an old TV that only has one HDMI port. Which sounds like a really lame problem, but lo and behold.
I like your Peanuts conveyor.
I thought you were going to say something totally different.
Yeah, it's ever since everyone keeps picking up the Legos that were hanging out in the bookshelf, it was, I'll just add a little bit more to it, and then add a little bit more to it. It's nice.
It's neat.
It's creative.
I want to look at it.
Go ahead. I have beat it up to the point where I've actually reinforced a lot of its weaknesses, because that's what I did when I got home from work.
It looks like a 1980s sci-fi sort of
1980s 2015 car.
Yes, exactly.
Kids at home, it's made of Legos, so that's a plus.
It looks like the Road Warrior could drive that thing.
Or the thing before the hoverboard in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love the multicolors. There's no coherent color scheme to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Coming from my two sets and a little, whatever those like activity book things are. Like mm-hmm. You can build a number of mechanical Whoosits with it. And now it also holds cashews.
I love the Lego sets that are like, you can build an airplane or a helicopter or a velociraptor.
That's what I have.
Those are my favorite.
I had one that turns into a car, or a four-wheeler.
Ooh.
Very creative.
Yes.
And then the other one was, I think, a three-wheeler, a car, and I think another car.
I have one that's a hovercraft, a twin-engine plane, or a jet.
I would go with the twin-engine, I think.
Yeah, that's the state that it's currently in. And I do like it. It has functional landing gear that go up
nice.
And down. It's very cool.
It's better than landing gear going side to side, I suppose.
True. Don't want that.
No.
Were Legos always really goddamn expensive?
No.
Well,
because, I mean, I got them all the time before, and that was when I didn't have an income.
The serious problem with them is that a lot of them are licensed sets now, so you have the Star Wars and the DC Comics and the Marvel Comics. And
that's true.
Blah, blah, blah. Your basic standard, like, Lego City, Lego Kingdom stuff is not as expensive.
But their ideas suck now.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they just do something with Back to the Future again? Aren't they doing a DeLorean and whatnot?
Yes,
somebody knew.
They are. They are doing a DeLorean. And that's a set that I would be very tempted to pick up, because it's a Lego DeLorean. That's really cool.
You're never going to get it to 88.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
If it was going down my railing at my house, yeah, totally.
It totally would? Okay, that's fair.
It'll just burst into flames or just explode at the bottom.
I only need three things. The street in front of my house, duct tape, and bottle rockets.
Oh, no. How about one of those Estes rockets?
There you go. That would work, too.
Then you could put four or five of them on there so it could really just pick up some speed. Though, you know what? I think I actually did that with Hot Wheels cars outside of Tony Patton's house when we were growing up. We just strapped Estes rockets to the little cars, put it on the street, and then just pushed the button, and then they all ended up on his neighbor's roof, including nice. A few scorch marks.
Nice. Well, I know what we're doing on the 4th of July this year.
Yeah, I think launching we're going to have to make
rockets.
Time for that. Yeah, definitely.
Though I wonder if they also still make the rocket that goes up, that when it comes down, it like takes pictures on the spy film, the 110 film.
Oh.
You know, that messed up thing that is all like perfectly contained, and that there are the flat rectangular cameras that look kind of spy-ish, and they're always like multicolored and goofy and licensed and all that. Does no one know?
Interesting. No, I've never heard of that.
How does no one remember this film? This is a part of... Realistically, what happened was... Rocket goes up, whatever happens at the end of a rocket, like the Estes engine where it bursts and it knocks out the parachute and everything, but the string was a trigger for this camera to go off in the cone, and it used this weird-ass film that I'm surprised that none of you remember. And I'm surprised I actually knew it was 110.
Can you get it on the internet? Working
on it. I was trying to be very descriptive and poignant so that it'd have time, but it's still thinking. Come on. My internet's been really hit and miss recently.
Hmm. So is mine. It's made me very angry. Netflix has not been working well.
Yeah.
It's not like it normally does where it sort of fluctuates between high quality and low quality. It's really high quality and then it just stops and sits at 0% for about 35 seconds and then it loads again. And
are you watching
20 minutes later, it stops.
Are you watching on your laptop or on a TV through a device?
TV through my Xbox.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting the same thing with my PS3 when I try to watch like Sons of Anarchy or something like that on TV, but laptop works fine.
Yeah. I've had the Xbox Netflix go out completely before, and then I go on my computer and computer works fine, so that kind of sucks, but...
You want to angle your mic up just a little bit? Just kind of...
My beard is speaking for me.
I was wondering what that was. Yes. That's a little better.
So my phone was being stupid and it's restarting. So someday we'll know what 110 film looks like, or everyone probably has a phone that could be precocious enough to do that search as well.
Potentially. Well, I'm most curious about whether you can acquire such a thing.
Well, I imagine that
on the internet, can you buy fireworks on the internet?
No, maybe. No, probably
think
not.
So,
might be able to buy them. They just might not be delivered.
Yeah,
because isn't it exclusively USPS that doesn't do fireworks? Like UPS, you have
that
to label
familiar.
It as such, or FedEx, or like a courier service or something like D something something.
DHL like,
could be.
I don't know.
Designated hockey league?
Could be.
Definitive hockey league.
Ah, there we go. Almost like the XFL.
Yeah. Okay, itself right there.
All right, I'm going to try this once more because I believe. And it is stopping in the exact same spot. Come on. You know what? I'll just leave it. I'll see if it comes back in an hour.
Go, little iPhone. Oh, well.
Or something.
Yeah, but that's odd about Netflix, and odd that you're experiencing the same thing on a console.
Yeah. I find it impossible to tell if it's my internet or Netflix at any given moment.
Yeah, because it's just like a really short burst, and that's all. That, yeah. It dips, and that's it. And I've had that same problem for the longest time, but it happens for my internet in general. Like, even if I'm using something on Wi-Fi in my bedroom, it'll just kind of dip out for a second. It's like, okay, so it's like a commercial break. I'll just go do something. I'll be right back. I'll hear it turn on. It's like, oh, okay, I can go start it again. But yeah, then about 20 minutes later, it's like, okay, I get it. I'll take a break.
Fine.
It's weird. Yeah, what made me think about that more recently or notice it more is that Xfinity has said that they're doubling their internet speeds.
That's
just
crap.
All of them magically. So then I went to their website and looked at the services they offered, then looked at what they claimed to give me as service, and then tried to look back at what they offered, at which point they very sneakily hid everything, but because at that point I was sort of logged in, so I had to find a way around the cookies so it didn't know that I was myself.
Right.
And to view their offers again, and found that for like the same price, they offered, their offers on their website are totally different numbers for megabits per second.
Mm-hmm.
Than what I am claimed to have right now. You know, it could just be that it's just something really simple, like a setting that they can just set freely for speeds for whoever. But it's weird that mine was just in some sort of limbo in between two different packages they offer.
Yeah, you may have just fallen through the cracks of the system.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, if they double mine, then. I don't know. It was crazy. It was really weird. It just sounded like gibberish, which I've always suspected it is, that they're like, oh, we give you 20 megabits per second. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
you give me like five.
it's 20 from their closest location, plus shared with your neighbors. So,
yeah.
Anyone who has that, at least.
Yeah. I do live in a large apartment building, so I always wonder about that, if there's like high traffic times.
Yeah, 20 megabits per second if you are surfing at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Maybe. If the one guy with the torrenting is taking a quick break.
Yeah.
But this is one... No, don't... okay. This
do you want to save your changes?
1.110 film.
Okay.
If anyone remembers this at all.
Nope.
This would be to date this... back when 7 High was 7 High.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. That was a while
ago. Where there was like a Ben Franklin's or something in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I remember that they sold that film there. That's like weird mental flashback. When there was a Cousin Subs over there.
Huh.
Cousin Subs.
And you say there is a type of firework.
No, type of model rocket.
Model rocket.
Yeah, the Estes things.
Yeah.
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 It's one of their model rockets where the cone, you know, I didn't actually check to see if those still exist, because I assume they don't do the processing anymore on it.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine they could make a disposable, well, I'm pretty sure they have made a disposable digital camera at this point, but eventually make one appropriate sized.
Mm-hmm.
Estes Rockets. It still exists. Or at least the kit does. Suspenseful. Oh, it looks as boring as it was as a kid. let's see. I'm going to say kits by skill level because I am awesome and therefore I can find it quickly. Wow, their website sucks. It's black and orange coloring. So
what are the various skill levels that we can get to?
You can be skill 1, skill 2, skill 3, skill 4, skill 5, or the ever logical Pro Series 2.
does skill level 1 just require you to have opposable thumbs?
I think and access to glue. Okay, you know what? I actually have to take a tangent on this because there are 120 that are priced between $0 and $100, and there's one that is, that's stupid. No, it's said that there are rockets that are available between $1 and $250, like some weird range of money, and it's just a 12-pack of one rocket.
Boo.
That makes me sad. Okay, now we're going straight to this search, if I can find it, if this one has one. Search entire store here. Camera.
Good thinking.
No results. Okay, it doesn't exist anymore.
Aww.
Too bad.
But we could go to a hobby store and just buy the engines and shoot them at people. Or not shoot them at people because that'd be bad, but shoot them in the general direction where people live.
And though we could...
Blameless.
We could buy some disposable digital cameras that supposedly exist, that, and then rig up a complex shutter button
system. We'll put it on a fishing line and we'll just yank. There you go. And there's there a retrieval.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah, that's how we get the digital camera back. We just pull on the line and it's dragging in the street back to us from on top of the neighbor's roof and it'll fall down.
Adam, you shot it over Highway 7. I don't care. I want that camera back.
We need that footage.
I think that's what it'd have to be. It'd have to be video footage. Yep.
including the slow, agonizing drag back.
Because there are so many videos where people like set up weather balloons and then they just launch up a camera. I think we need like the quick thrill ride version. Mm. Found it.
It'd be thrilling. I mean, it'd be great for the YouTube generation because, you know, they don't have a long attention span. They don't have time to wait for a weather balloon.
I think you'd have to hit somebody in the balls.
Yeah. That'd be a perk.
That'd be a good video.
Yeah.
It'd be a great video. Fun.
For the YouTubers of today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of video footage like that, I did get that GoPro from Steve.
Oh, cool.
From Frank. But I didn't have room for it, so I didn't actually get to use it on the trip. Mm. So that's too bad. All the same, I got some great photos and video that I will be posting soon.
Eventually.
Yes.
Have you seen the really charming new GoPro commercial that's going on, or that they put out recently?
Don't have TV.
No. That's right. It's a GoPro strapped to the head of a baby, and the baby gets thrown in the air. And it's the camera is facing the baby's face.
So like baby, slow pitch, underhanded, like whip it at somebody, baby?
No, just the baby. The dad has the baby. The dad throws the baby up towards the ceiling, and the baby goes into like this spread eagle, free falling, and its face is just like a mixture of glee and terror. It's like, ah! And then it's following the baby around when it's in its little walker thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really the throwing the baby up in the air that's the amusing part. Because I feel like a GoPro camera, while not that heavy, would still be pretty heavy. Top heavy to strap onto a baby's skull. I don't know. It's just me.
Well, then they sell the GoPro neck support.
Maybe it was on the neck.
Oh my god.
Like, because the shot was
like maybe bow tie style?
The shot was towards the baby's face. Oh, so it was,
whoa. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. It was weird. I don't know how they managed it, but
it was like, oh shit, what's the name of that movie?
It might have been like the chest strap thing.
But the baby was 180 degrees.
Yes, yes, I was thinking it's that, but with babies, and that truly terrifies me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. No, yeah, I saw it, and I couldn't help but giggling, because who doesn't love babies being thrown up in the air?
Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, it was a Super Bowl commercial.
Was it? Okay.
Of course it was.
Baby walking around.
Oh, nice butt shot. Gotta love that. Oh, my God. That, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
How high of a toss are we talking about here?
Here you go. We'll pass it around.
Okay. And it's a dubstep baby, which is important.
Which means he probably had it coming anyway.
Yeah. That'll learn him.
Charlie Ray making his way around.
Some awkward choices for shots. I understand what they were going for. Just weird.
Oh, I see. Okay. That is a little weird. It's like, someday a little Charlie Ray, you can be a base jumper.
Or that'll explain all those concussions.
Yep.
The school GoPro baby outtakes.
The school psychologist is going to have a field day with this one. So you say you were dropped on your head how many times as a child?
That baby is tripping balls.
And the GoPro didn't protect you? Like, it didn't break the fall? No? Oh, that's too bad.
Let's go to the video footage. I can show you exactly how many times I was dropped as a child.
See that glass in the corner of that clip?
This is the shot where I lost my ability to see the color blue. This is why I can't understand Chinese. Smash my head against the ground. Yep.
So how's everything sounding?
Good. We can hop into things right now if we want.
Well, wanted to do a beverage check.
Well, yeah, there is that.
I'm good.
Good.
I should grab something though.
Cool.
My voice is getting a little hoarse.